That's 3733. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Mark.
And Julia.
This is day number 7 of Ian's incarceration.
You've been counting.
I have. I've been keeping an update for those that, well, you know, people don't tune in every day. They don't tune in every minute of Free Talk Live, even though I'm here every minute, it seems, these days. Not everybody is. I can tell you on my day off, I don't listen to the whole show that Ian and Dale do. But I haven't had that day off in quite some time because Ian's in jail. And he's in jail for 90 days for standing in front of a police car because he felt that they were arresting someone unjustly. I went and visited him today. He appears to be in reasonably good health. You know, we talk enough on the telephone, him calling in to give me, you know, instructions on how to run our business. And that kind of thing that, you know, there's no new news, really. I guess he has had some work to do. They've given him some
yep.
jobs.
He's a gravy scooper.
Yeah, he's done some food service work, and apparently he was to do some maintenance. By that they mean, you know, messing with the lawn and that kind of thing.
Really?
Which is totally not Ian.
He also got his ears cleaned out.
What?
He called last night, and he told me that he got a physical for the first time in his adult years. He's, what, been an adult for... Over 10 years.
Yeah, he's...
So he got his first physical since he's been an adult, and the doctor cleaned his ears out. They told him there was so much wax in there, and that would have cost him about $120 if he had done it outside.
What a bargain.
Yep, and he can hear better now.
Well, awesome.
Yep.
Kids, keep your ears clean. They have those little, I don't know what they're called, little squeegee things
yeah.
that you get at the store that kind of spray water in your ear. That's the best way to keep your ears clean. Little hydrogen peroxide
yeah.
mixed in there sometimes if you need to do the real dirty work. But Q-tips, don't stick those things in yours, kids.
No.
Anyway, give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Till then, we're going to work on a little show prep here. I've got an article from theagitator.com. That's theagitator.com. This is Radley Balco's blog. He also works for the Huffington Post. So he knows, does dual work here and Reason Magazine. So more than dual work, triple work. And it says the Texas appeals courts said that motorists have no right to potentially exculpatory dash cam footage. Drivers have no recourse if police say the tape from a dash cam mounted video is not available, according to a ruling Wednesday from the Texas Court of Appeals. Mark Lee Martin wanted to defend himself against drug possession charges filed in the wake of an August 29, 2008 traffic stop. Oh, that sword of justice she does swing so swiftly. 2008, was that 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Finally got a ruling on this one. Man, what do you think these judges are doing all this time? They must be so busy with cases and justice,
yeah.
dispensing justice. But he was told that no video was available. Travis County Sheriff's Department Darren Jennings claimed that he pulled over Martin that evening because he failed to signal a left-hand turn within less than 2 weeks after the incident. Martin's attorney formally requested that the department preserve video evidence from the stop. Subpoenas were issued to ensure all videos and dispatch calls would be saved. At trial, Jennings was asked by the camera evidence why the camera evidence had not been kept. Since I didn't put it in my report, it wasn't preserved. Because I didn't believe it had any type of evidential value.
Isn't that convenient?
Yeah. Now, to make it clear, it goes on here in the story just a little bit later to say that as long as there's within 30 days, you know, the lawyer has 30 days to tell the cops to keep the video. Now, he told them within 2 weeks. But since it wasn't in the cops' report, they didn't keep it. Because
so basically,
only what the cop says is what's important.
So basically, when the cop files his report, he just... decides not to include the video.
Okay.
Yeah, is that's what you're saying?
In this case, that was the case. Yeah, you know, nothing particularly... You know, I mean, they just ignored the lawyer, essentially, and just listened to whatever the cop said. The dash cam is automatically activated when the officer turns on his emergency lights. Department policy states that all video must be automatically saved for 30 days. Jennings could not say whether his machine was operating at all that night, but he would have noted either... It wouldn't have would have noted either that the beginning or the end of the shift if the device had not been functional. So Jennings stated that the only way to know for sure if the videos had been taken would be if he had preserved the video. Martin argued the police were obviously hiding evidence. The officers intentionally destroyed the video and thereby put exculpatory evidence as far as the search is concerned or evidence favorable to the accused out of reach of the accused, Martin's attorney claimed. This makes sense to me.
Yeah.
We feel that for no other reason, the search is invalid, and any evidence found as a result of that search should be suppressed. The appellate court found no merit to this argument. We agree that the state that the record supports a finding by the district court, the police did not act in bad faith. Throwing away evidence that they had been asked to keep within the time frame is not in bad faith.
Shouldn't
just
the charges be dropped?
See, they should add this. It shouldn't be just bad faith. It should be stupid faith, too. Incompetent faith. Because if a bureaucrat acts incompetently, and that's what happened here, they were told within their time frame they did not do their job, and thus making them incompetent. And this happens so often. This is why they call bureaucracies incompetent. This is why they call bureaucracies bureaucracies. They don't have competence. And people working within them, even though they may in their own lives be competent, are not competent in their jobs because they can't actually move inside the bureaucracy. It's like trying to swim in maple syrup. You can't do it. A normal, everyday person is suddenly turned into an incompetent moron by working inside of these bureaucracies. The court found no evidence that bad faith because the officer testified that he had no clue whether there was even a record made. Relevant excerpt from his Reason article, Radley Balco's here, on last March, Justice Leanne, Daffinote, of the Second Court of Appeals in Texas, complained in a dissent that when defendants accused of driving while intoxicated in Fort Worth challenge the charges in court, dash cam video of their arrest is often missing or damaged. This is a judge complaining that the footage is often missing or damaged. And she'd know. At some point, Daffinote wrote, courts must address the repeated failure of officers to use recording equipment and the repeated inability to remember whether the car they were driving on patrol or DUI stop contained the video equipment. The fact is that the people of Fort Worth, this is the people of everywhere, are required to pay for their bureaucrats to have these cameras. And the cameras are used whenever it is convenient for those people to use them. However, when they're not used, they're often not used and the evidence isn't given over when it's inconvenient for them.
Here's something I don't understand. If this cop can't remember the events of the evening, he can't remember if the camera was on, if there was footage, how is his testimony from that evening valid in any way?
He's a law enforcement officer. He wrote the stuff up at the time,
right.
So he must have known what was going on at the time. Obviously, he deals with a bunch of criminals all the time. Criminals just like this man here, all the time. So what's the big deal if he can forget some of these things? It's not a big deal.
To him.
Yeah, to him. So apparently, Radley Balco goes on and says, well, I guess they're addressing it now. They're giving cops a how-to guide when it comes to destroying dash cam footage that makes them look bad or that could exonerate a motorist. Just make it look like you're incompetent, not malicious.
Well, the way this guy, this cop that you're quoting, he sounds incompetent to me.
I don't see how. That's all it is.
He doesn't know if he deleted the footage. He may have. It may not have been working. He wasn't paying attention. Huh?
I don't know. We've got a call here. Let's go to Vince in Illinois. Vince?
Hey, this is Vince in Illinois. How
are
you doing?
Just fine. What would you like to talk about?
I just wanted to. I figured I could stump you, little kooky.
I'm Kooky?
Yes, you're Kooky.
Okay, so
you know a Kooky friend there.
Julia?
Yes, Julia.
Okay, Julia's Kooky too. Go on.
So, first of all, what y'all preach is hate.
Hate? Whom do I hate, Vincent?
Y'all are terrorists.
I'm a terrorist.
Yes. Okay. Second of all.
Vincent, rather than making these positive statements, would you get down to what it is that you're trying to say? I mean, because at this point, all you've done is name call.
Well, you haven't given me a chance, Mark.
You called me a terrorist and a kook, and you said I'm hateful. Go ahead, Vincent.
You're yelling now, Mark. You can't tell me you're not hateful.
I'm asking. You're calling me a kook and a terrorist. Okay, Vincent, so do you think that people that get called kooks and terrorists are liable to yell? And by the way, I'm not yelling.
You preach a failed ideology, Mark.
What is that failed ideology?
Excuse me?
What are you talking about?
You're breaking up, Mark.
Goodbye, Vincent.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi, folks. This is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over, and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for 3 decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the Sickles toll-free line. 855-450-3733. This is Mark the Terrorist with you.
And Julia the Kook.
That's right. We are bringing kooky terrorism right to you. Do you think I should have held that guy over?
I don't know. I felt like it was a prank call, personally.
Yeah, it
was hard to tell.
I like prank calls. I want prank calls, but it just didn't feel like he had anywhere to go. You know, like he got an opportunity to call us kooks, and I didn't drop him. And then he said that, I'm a terrorist, and I didn't drop him. And, then he says that I'm preaching a failed idea. And the best thing he had was sort of, you're raising your voice at me.
Yeah.
And, I guess I wanted to have a little more out of him. Like, what is it that you disagree with? Not name-calling. What do you disagree with? And I didn't feel like that was going anywhere.
No.
Maybe if I would have held him over, I would have gotten something like that. But I felt like I had a guy that wanted to call names. And it doesn't really forward the show. You can call in and call names. Just don't expect to be on the air for more than a couple of minutes. I mean, that's what he got. And no big deal. So, anyway, let's go on with doing what we do around here. Okay, so you seem to be operating a little slower this August. Well, not me. I'm taking 2 golden capsules of Nature Bee plant pollen every day. I've been taking Nature Bee consistently for the last 18 months, and I feel better. I sleep better. I have more energy, and my digestive system works better. And now, here's Mike Buck with Nature Bee's Finish Off the Summer with a Bang plan.
Hello there. You know you're right, Mark. I'm telling you, gang. Look, everybody, it's hard to enjoy the great summer weather if you're too tired. And that's where Nature Bee plant pollen comes in from Clean Green New Zealand. It's a power pack. Every single vitamin, amino, mineral, and antioxidant you need, all occurring naturally. And what do you get? Better digestion, much better sleep, and the bottom line, which we all need, much more energy.
It seems everywhere you look these days, you see bottles of tablets, bottles of pills, and concoctions that promise you everything up to the moon. So why should we buy Nature Bee instead of any of those other products, Mike?
That's the bottom line, because it works. We stand by that. Now, what other company have you ever heard of giving you what we do? A no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You can use Nature Bee for a full 9 months. If you don't feel the power of our pollen, we promise, you just send back the empty bottles for a 100% full refund. And remember, a giant 6-month supply is just $99.95 plus delivery, 3 extra months for free, 37 little pennies a day to feel like $1 million. Why don't you make the toll-free call and let's prove it to you? 1-866-834-8355. All the way to New Zealand. 866-834-8355. Or, of course, it's online. Nature Bee's website, easy to operate. Nature Bee. That's naturebee.com.
You know, as I understand it, Mike, more than 90% of people that try Nature Bee continue getting Nature Bee and order it again. Is that right?
Yeah, and you know what? Who is going to order and reorder and reorder if it's not working? That's proof in the pudding, gang.
It's
and
obvious.
Besides that, no risk.
Absolutely. Everyone, be just like me. Don't wait. Get your Nature Bee today. Call 866-834-8355. I'm reordering. I continue to reorder. It's 866-834-8355. Or click online to naturebee.com. I do love that Nature Bee. So let's go back into this topic of Radley Balko's article here. What he's pointing out is that basically police officers have, according to the Texas Appeals Court here, and they could go up to the Texas Supreme Court, but I don't hold much hope out for this going this way, because this is how it's going all across the United States. This isn't just Texas. This doesn't just affect you if you're in Texas. The fact is that this is the direction the United States is going, is that police officers, if they don't feel like it, don't have to turn over dash cam footage to you. All they have to do is say, I don't know what happened to it. They don't have to. They have no obligation to hold it. In this day and age where you can get Google to hold your emails forever and ever online, that storage is so cheap, police officers don't have to hold the video more than 30 days. Every trial takes more than 30 days, which means that if they didn't feel like the dash cam footage was beneficial to them, they could just let it expire and it disappears. So they don't have to give it to you. And I frankly, in an adversarial system, that's what they call this court system, an adversarial system. In an adversarial system, I don't trust the other side to do what's right.
I don't know how you could.
I mean, you know.
You're telling me that every single cop on that, I mean, police are human, right? You're telling me that every single one of them is so superhuman that they never, ever lie or, you know, take advantage of
Make
the
mistakes.
Power they have.
Even,
exactly.
Even just
honest mistake.
Interpret something inappropriately. There was a story recently, and I just love going back to this one because it proves my case so well. In Massachusetts.
Greenfield.
Is it Greenfield, Massachusetts? There was one cop that beat a man blind at a traffic stop. There were three other cops that stood around, and a woman videotaped the incident. They sued that woman. They actually charged that woman criminally with wiretapping these police officers because they didn't know they were being videotaped. Now, either A, this cop knew that, I can always beat somebody in front of other cops because no cop's ever going to turn me in, and this is common behavior. I wouldn't do it for these cops, and this is the thin blue line, the brotherhood, and this is how we do business. Or B, he got really lucky and found the three, count them, three cops in the police force that would not report him and would back him up and in the lie he told, which is the suspect reached for the gun. The video showed that did not happen. So reached for the cop's gun. So the video said that didn't happen. You don't even have to have a gun on you to get beaten. They'll beat you just because they have a gun on them, and they say that you went for it. So, that's how it turned out. If it wouldn't have been for this video, this guy would have just been beaten blind and no big deal.
And the woman was charged?
The woman was charged with wiretapping because she violated the rights of these poor police officers who didn't do anything wrong. I'm sickened by it. And I come to the conclusion that, I don't think these guys are always looking out for us. I think that there are some that are. But I just don't feel like you can trust cops.
I would say that's a universal feeling. It's not just you.
It's pretty close. So, here in this adversarial system where the prosecutor and law enforcement work together to convict people, the law enforcement now has the added advantage of not having to show show evidence that they might have. We don't have to preserve evidence.
So a cop could just say, I found drugs in this car.
Yes. That's what happened with this guy. The cop claimed that they found drugs in this guy. This guy wanted the dash cam footage because he was going to fight it. Now, I assume when a guy's fighting a charge like this, in a day and age when 99% of cases are solved with plea bargaining, that a guy asking for evidence, wanting to take it to trial, is probably innocent, believes he's innocent, because the 99% of people, I would assume, either are guilty or believe that they just can't fight a case. A guy willing to fight a case believes that he didn't do it. And so he wants the cop's evidence, and they don't have to. These public servants that tax you to run these things don't have to produce the video. What can you do about it? We used to have a product on the show called freedomcam.net. It's the GPS black box dash cam. You can go there. I think it's freedomcam.net. I didn't check it before we started, but I have video running in my car at all times.
Really?
Absolutely. I don't expect to have any trouble, but obviously they're not going to help me with their video.
Yeah.
It's freedomcam.net.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charger offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no, and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-3733. Go check out shop.freetalklive.com. There we have portals to Amazon and Newegg. Do the shopping that you normally do online, but do it through shop.freetalklive.com because, well, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. It doesn't cost you anymore, and you can support the show that you listen to and enjoy. It's shop.freetalklive.com. There's so much stuff there to choose from. shop.freetalklive.com. If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. If you have been the victim of one of these injustices, it is, you should fight this, because otherwise people are just going to run over you, whether they're the government or individuals. It costs less than this course, jurisdictionary.com, costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. I've taken the course. I've actually gone through it twice. It's awesome. You can visit jurisdictionary.com. They have all kinds of free tools there for you, free legal flowchart, free weekly tips and tactics newsletter, free legal dictionary, watch free videos, then buy the course. It's jurisdictionary.com. Remember, use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know that you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. They have actually an affiliate program there where you can make money talking to people about this great program. Jurisdictionary.com. Now, Julia, we talked about this story before the show. You have a story where apparently in Australia they're not letting little boys and girls go pee-pee?
That's correct. This is from Australia. Like you said, it's the Sydney Morning Herald. And parents are alarmed that children in primary school in Melbourne's East begin wetting themselves after after the school tested an approach that discouraged them from going to the toilet in class time.
Why would the school want to discourage children from going to the bathroom?
When I saw this, it kind of hit home for me because I remember really, for some reason, distinctly remember this in school. Like, just there were times where they didn't want you to go. I can't think of another reason except for control. Like, because when you're in elementary school, you're learning valuable lessons, right? You're learning how to be on time, and you're learning how to get along with others. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the...
Holding your bladder seems like a really important lesson.
But not at five.
Right. Well, I mean, but I'm just saying that, you know, that victories as opposed to defeats in this area is what's going to teach kids.
I think just listen, you know, do what you're told, I think is a huge message here.
That's what school seems to care about.
Holding your bladder is a really important lesson, yes. However, when you're just learning how to go to the bathroom on your own, it's probably not the best time to teach it. And it's probably not your teacher's job to teach it either.
It seems like in kindergarten, my experience in kindergarten was you could go to the bathroom anytime you needed to go potty, and that if you needed help, the teacher would come help you. And that this was, you know, this was the normal course of things, that you wouldn't want to test kids in primary school on bathroom skills.
Yeah, it seems wrong. So going on, in the Q primary school trial, which parents said was conducted without their knowledge.
That's nice. They're doing little tests on your kids without you knowing about it.
Right.
Sweet.
It's disturbing. The entire class would go to the toilet if one child needed to go during a lesson. One mother, who asked not to be named, said she first became aware of the trial when her child wet herself at the front door.
Now, why would a parent not want to be named in a story like this?
I don't know.
Because they might see some kind of repercussions against their child? That's what I'm thinking. I mean, people are so freaking scared of their governments these days that in Western civilizations, these are the bastions, the breadbaskets of freedom around the world, parents are too afraid to stand up and say, yeah, my name is Mark Edge, and I don't want you to keep my kid from going potty. I mean, that's the level of fear we have in Western democracies.
Yeah, it's not right.
And it may very well be a reasonable tack. I don't know if it is. It probably is. I mean, these kids, these government people have control of your... Excuse me, these people, these government people have control of your kids all day long. If your kid was the source of some irritation for that bureaucrat, you don't think there'd be some kind of repercussion for their child?
Yeah.
Of course she doesn't want to be named. But this is how deeply people in free countries have gotten into bed with their government. And their government is an organization that uses violence to get what it wants. It's so sick that it makes the whole class suffer when one child has to go potty.
It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
What doesn't make any sense to me is sending your kids to these schools.
Yeah, when I read this stuff and I don't know. If you send your kids to government school, especially if you're aware of this sort of thing, you're crazy.
Well, I think the people have to come run up against whatever it is they have to run up against. For me, hearing enough stories about these kind of things was plenty. I don't need, you know, I don't want to send my kid to a government indoctrination center. But some people, you know, it costs money.
Yeah.
They already charge you for the darn things.
I know.
And if you're in a reasonably good school district, you feel like your kid's getting a good education. You don't know. I was in the best school district. I went to the school in the best school district. In fact, I used my grandmother's house as an address, so I'm a lawbreaker in high school. And I guess my mom should have been put in jail like that woman was in Pennsylvania, I believe, for doing the same
thing. I saw in California once they were having sting operations where they were actually going to the homes to verify, because so many people were doing this, to verify that the parents, the children really lived there. Yeah.
Stink so bad. I mean, it was inside the same school district. The same people were getting the money, but, you know, whatever. And I'm sure that if they would have known, they would have given me all kinds of trouble. But I went to the best school district in the town and for high school, but I had gone to private school from kindergarten through eighth grade. I went from Dean's List, that was the highest rating above honor roll in the private school, to failing two or three classes in my freshman year, one year to the next. So you're not talking about a student. You're talking about teaching skills and sort of the care of teachers. It was an immediate change. And,
the environment you're in as well.
The very worst thing that has happened to me in my life, that from my standpoint, was going to public school. I believe that it was a real spiral downward in my life and resulting in me going to prison.
I had a really terrible experience with public school as well. And I always went to public school. My parents said over and over again that they wish they'd never sent us to public school. But, you know, I ended up getting kicked out of school and I got myself into a lot of trouble. And I'd say the same thing, that that was all because of public school. And if I, you know, if I had never went there, I think I would have been better off for sure.
Yeah, well, let's go on with the story.
Right. So, little girl standing at the front door to her house, wets herself. Mom asks, what happened? She said, I'm holding on. I didn't want the whole class to have to come with me to the toilet. At first, when she told me about the rule, I didn't believe her.
Okay.
Well,
I imagine that she was probably surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it's shocking. Another mother took her high-achieving child to the doctor after she wet herself twice at home.
This poor lady.
It's terrible.
This poor lady thought that there was something wrong with her baby because these dumb bureaucrats are trying out some new thing they didn't even bother to tell the parents about. I mean, this social experiment where, well, if you have to go to the potty, Susie, I'm gonna have everybody go to the potty.
Why? That's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The only thing I can assume, and the only thing I can come up with in my mind, and I don't want to assume anything, but the only thing I can come up with in my mind is I guess they're thinking it's more efficient, or they want to use peer pressure to dissuade people from going to the bathroom.
It doesn't seem efficient at all. Like, everybody has to go to the bathroom at different times. You're talking about disrupting your day.
It would be efficient if you could get everybody. If these were little robots that you could program to go potty at the same time, that would be pretty convenient. Everybody steps down. Everybody stops the lesson for 5 minutes, and then we go on and do it. You know, nobody misses anything. But, you know, frankly, most of public schools don't teach to the kid in the middle. They teach to the kid kind of towards the bottom. And that, you know, they sort of do this dumbing down process. Your smart kid, he can handle going out to go to the bathroom for a few minutes and then coming back. Don't worry. He hasn't missed anything. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In a world where government control is on the wane and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one with me here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
we Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about Australia's primary school district. That's not
right.
Little kids go pee-pee. It's nice. I mean, you know, it's a little social engineering on your kid. And you can believe it's coming to a school near you. And matter of fact, they already are doing things like this.
I remember it.
Trying to dissuade kids from using
it. I remember it, and I remember kids wetting themselves a lot.
It just depends on how much the regular teachers, because if they institute a school-wide program,
yeah,
then the regular teachers that aren't nuts, you know, strict authoritarians, will go along with it in order to, well, we're experimenting here, whereas otherwise they might not be willing to do that. Have you yourself ever wondered how they could possibly fix the debt crisis in Washington? Jeff Moran, a Harvard economist, makes it real clear what the problem is and proposes a solution. You can go see this video and several others that I have picked out at learnliberty.org/FTL. These are great videos that you can watch that'll give you the basics of the ideas of liberty and put them on your Facebook, share them with other folks, you know, like them when you see them on friends of yours. These are awesome videos. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education and economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. What more do you want from these people? They're giving you free online continuing education. It's learnliberty.org/FTL. And you can go to the bathroom anytime you want.
Yes.
With their course. Yeah. So continue with the story, if you would, please.
All right. So just a quick recap. We're talking about these kids in Australia who primary school aren't being allowed to go to the bathroom because this is some sort of a trial that they're trying out in this school district,
mm-hmm,
and the parents weren't notified.
And I think that's the very worst part of this.
Right.
So it's one thing to do this sort of social experiment on your kid, but how would they have innovation if they didn't do some kind of experiments, especially in a monopoly system? And, of course, the only thing, when you're dealing with teaching students, the only people you can do experiments on are students in order to see whether your systems are more effective. But the problem is that they believe that they own your kids.
That's very clear.
Right. We are going to do experiments on your kids whether you like it or not, because they probably thought, or either A, they don't give a flying flip at a rolling donut what parents feel like about their kids. You know, there's probably some truth to that. And secondly, they don't care, and they don't feel like they need to involve you. They don't want to have to deal with the problems beforehand. Let's deal with the problems afterwards. It's better to ask forgiveness than ask for permission.
I was just thinking that.
So
we were just talking about how parents were finding out about this. One mother took her child to the doctor because she wet herself three times in a week.
That can't be cheap, right?
Right. So the mother was concerned. She hasn't done this since she was three. There was kind of a ripple effect where parents slowly became aware of changes in their children. Children were complaining about headaches. They were constipated. They weren't drinking water, and they were coming home with full bottles of water and drinks.
Oh, my.
A group of parents wrote Q primary principal Kim Dre expressing their concern about the trial and citing medical research about the impact of constipation on children. In an email obtained by The Age, Dr. Dre said that the whole class method of toilet break supervision was used successfully by some other schools and was being tested by some classes. So
it worked other places. What's the big deal?
Right. Like, I'm sorry, but if you're a school principal, an elementary school principal, shouldn't you care about the needs of your, A, your students, your children, and the parents? I mean, they're technically your customers. They're really not, which is why they're able to get away with this. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm absolutely stunned by this because...
You were going to school to be a teacher.
I went to school to be a teacher, and my mindset at that time was that I really wanted to help children. So I just don't understand how any teacher could go along with this, because I couldn't. You know, if you are a child teacher, I feel like you should be really concerned with child development. You should really love kids. And this just seems wrong to me. I don't understand how any teacher could go along with this. And it seems like the principal should be at the top. The principal should really care about kids, right?
Well, I mean, administration, I don't think, is generally considered to be the most compassionate, and by most folks, maybe they have to take the larger picture, and if some of our students have to be sacrificed along the way, well, so be it. We are the generals. Onward with our education. Let's go to Nell, listening in Colorado. Nell?
Hey, is this Street Outlaws?
What's Nell short for?
Melvin.
Nelson? Okay.
Melvin.
Melvin. Mel.
Melvin. Mel. Okay. I misunderstood.
How y'all doing?
Just fine. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering, you're a voluntary society. How would roads work?
Okay, for one, I'd like to make this clear that I believe that a voluntarist society is something that we might deal with in the future, that it's not something that we could do tomorrow.
Obviously, right.
And what I really believe, you know, from the bottom of my heart, that we would probably have personal flying vehicles at this point if the government, through the FAA and other organizations of itself, had prevented this.
The ultimate anarchist fantasy.
What's that, flying cars?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not an anarchist and never have claimed to be, so, you know, don't call me one unless you want to be name called too, right?
You can call me Mel.
Thanks, Mel. You can call me Mark.
Mark.
You can call me a Marcist. But if you want to talk about roads, I do believe that the marketplace can handle putting pavement on the ground. And don't you think that?
Well, that would open its use to everyone who paves their road, and some people aren't going to get to pave their road. And you ultimately have competing companies to pave those roads.
Different. That's true. The people that would want to pave the ground would have different companies to choose from that would pave the ground.
So
I suspect you're right.
They need to go to Sunset Boulevard, and that's paid by Company A.
Uh-huh.
Paid, you know, for Company B, I wouldn't have access to Sunset Boulevard.
Okay.
Unless the companies had agreements with each other, which I doubt they would.
Okay, so do you think every road would then be, a toll road? Because I don't know how this would necessarily work in this particular world, but one thing I know that, you know, like, for instance...
Mark, do you mean you don't have all the answers?
Well, I'm doing my best here. Do you listen to the radio?
Not really, not that much.
You're listening now, though, right?
Well, I was. I turned it off. I'm in the grocery store right now.
Okay, great. Now, radio stations, there are different companies that own different radio stations, and somehow you can listen to all these radio, you know, nobody's got cornered the market on radios and just tuned it into one particular station and say you can't listen to other stations. And that radio station's free. You know, maybe companies would say, I want to offer this road for free, and what I'll do is I'll pave giant Coca-Cola or Walmart ads into the road so that people can,
a lot more work. You know how many roads there are, and how would the company? What do you propose? Like homesteading for companies to take over the roads?
Well, as far as the taking, are you talking about? Now you're talking about taking over roads. We were talking about paving ground.
That's a logical conclusion. That's logical. I mean, you have to start. That's point A.
Okay, so I think that probably what seems reasonable to me in turning roads over to the free market, and I agree that governments have created a huge amount of problems with all of their coercion, and undoing their problems can be a Gordian knot. So, you know, I absolutely concur with you that going from here to free can be difficult, much more difficult than if the marketplace was just allowed to grow on its own. But yeah, I think that people would be should be allowed to have the road that's in front of their house. That is, you know, that it, going out to the center line of the road, that piece should be theirs, and then likely they will find it beneficial.
We'll take care of that road in front of their house. I don't think that's going to work at all.
Some people might, some people might not. And remember, I do believe in flying cars, right? Like they've had a flying car since 1969 that just has been.
Ultimate Marcus fantasy.
It's not a fantasy. Look, I mean, it's a car that's existed since 1969. Why is that a fantasy?
Okay, Mark. All right.
Well, I mean, if you fantasies are things that don't exist in reality, right?
I'm into aviation. I've never heard of that.
Okay, look up the Molnar Air Car. Plus, there
Molnar Air Car.
Molnar, M-O-L-N-E-R, I think.
M-O-L-N-E-R, Air Car.
Check it out. That's since 1969. There are several cars competing.
Is there a space between air and car, or is it just one word?
I don't know, dude.
Google will probably fix that for you automatically.
Yeah,
okay.
They'll take care of it for you. There are several other cars that have wings that they're working on right now. I've been, you know, the people send me this stuff. You know, I see it on the internet.
And you imagine that the average guy, average Joe, can fly a car.
Yeah, I really do. I think the average person can drive one. I mean, don't you think that at the turn of the century, turn of the 20th century, some jackhole probably called some, radio station and said, are you telling me that people would be able to drive 3-ton death machines? They'll kill people. They'll be running over children and horses. Folks will die.
You're staying on the ground, Mark. You're not flying.
Right. There's a difference between, you're Vincent. That's awesome. Hey, Vincent,
what?
Thanks for the call.
This is Mel.
Now, I can tell by your voice. It's the same one.
I thought so, too.
Awesome. Yeah, are you just trolling tonight?
He's at the grocery store.
Thank you.
Bye.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked number 1 in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.